we check in with the MCCSE, and as I promised you, we'll head over to East 2nd Street today. Why? Well, the Binford Badgers are in the house. Well, not literally, but figuratively. And their principal is Courtney Ladyman. Courtney, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining
us.
Happy
New Year.
Sorry about this weather today. Boy, nobody wanted to come in from recess, right?
Yeah, I think we've got some kiddos outside right now for some extra recess time today, too. Making the most of this nice sunny weather, for sure.
Now, I have 12 and 9, and 9 never wants to wear a jacket if it's snowing, sleeting, or otherwise. So trying to get him in a jacket today, it's just probably not going to happen. So you just have to pick and choose your battles, don't you?
Oh, yep, for sure. We have a lot of students that wear them out, and by the time recess is over, we have a lot of jackets on the ground. And on a day like today, we'll make the most of it when we can. So,
now, you've been in the elementary education game for a while, so when I say this to you, this should make you laugh because it makes me laugh. Did you send out a picture to your students before Christmas break and said, hey, here's what we have in the lost and found. Please, if you want it, come and get it. If not, we're emptying it for the next semester.
Yes, we did do that. And we had a big table of sweatshirts and jackets and hats and all that good stuff. And like I said, it gets left out there on days like today, and then we have to have some people claim their stuff for the cold days.
We'll sell it back to you for $2 a piece. That's what we'll do.
Our
PTO will love you forever. All right, remind me about Binford, because I know it's right next to Rogers, and one of them's first and second, and the other one's 3, 4, 5, and 6. Which half are you? Well, besides the good half. I know you're the good half, but which half is that?
Yes. So Binford, we're 3rd through 6th grade, and we do also have preschool here too, though. So Rogers is kindergarten, 1st, 2nd, and then those kids come over to Binford, 3rd through 6th grade. But we do have also the preschool housed here, and so that's kind of fun for us to get to see those little guys every day too.
Very cool, and to see them all grow up on your property, just across the vestibule or whatever it can be.
Exactly.
Is this your first year? Was Finley over there before then? Did you work with him before, or am I getting confused again?
No, I worked with Chris Finley about 12 years ago at Marlin, so you're on the right track.
Okay.
But this is my first year as principal at Binford. Last year I worked under Chris Wilkins, who moved to sunny California, and he and his wife took jobs in California. And so I've been at Binford, though, actually, the past 7 years, I was the assistant principal. So I've been at Binford for a while, and then this is my first year in the principal role.
Well, how do you like it?
I'm loving it, and I feel fortunate that I was able to stay at Binford. It's a great community and a great place to be, and the Rogers Binford families and our PTO, and it's just a wonderful place to be. So I'm very thankful and happy.
Well, you don't have to learn the new building, and you know all the faces and teachers and aides and staff and everybody else. Tell me about your staff and how they make your job easier every day and every week.
That's a great question. And I think I'm sure every principal would say this, but I think we have the hardest working staff that you could ask for, from our kitchen crew to our custodians to our teachers. To our reading assistants, even our student teachers. We have a crew of people that they come early and stay late, and they work hard and they do what they need to do to make sure our kids get what they need, and they go above and beyond. And so they make my job easy, in the sense that, you know, they're doing a lot of heavy lifting for our kids and families, and I just want to be here to support them in any way I can, and make their lives easier in any way I can.
Yeah, and we thank all of our friends here locally in the community who voted to extend our referendum, because without that, Courtney, none of this, well, not all of this could be possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to extend that thank you as well. And, you know, that is going to mean, that funding means so much for our community as a whole, and our kids and our teachers and staff getting pay raises they deserve. And just our kids we're able to keep programming that helps our students, and after school programming, and extra supplies and counselors and resources. So it's huge. And I know that not every community was able to pass a referendum. And so we're really thankful that Bloomington values education and that we're able to use the funds to help our kids and students and in turn our community as a whole.
Our guest this afternoon from the MCCSC is Courtney Ladyman. She is the principal at Binford Elementary School. The Badgers, terrifying when there's Badgers all over the place. You guys had a great Christmas break just like everybody else. We know we have the holiday on Monday, so I bet everybody's looking forward to that. Another short week. That's great. What else is on your radar for January here and late winter?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun things coming up at Binford. We have a lot of really cool after-school activities that I'm proud to say that we're able to offer for our families and our students. Actually, tonight, for MCC as a whole, is the Beginning Strings Concert at North, and so several of our students will be there this evening. Next Thursday, the 18th, is the 100th day of school. Or maybe that's the 19th, but so we're past the halfway mark here. One big thing we have coming up at Binford on Saturday, the 28th, we have two of our teachers, run our robotics program, and they are hosting a robotics event that day that is going to have up to 50 robotics teams, from surrounding counties. There's going to be several other teams from MCCSC schools, and it's really a neat thing. They hosted the first one before the pandemic, and so this is the first year that we're able to house it again, and we're really excited, and a lot of planning and hard work's gone into it from our teachers and staff, and so that'll be a big one coming up here. We have a running club that starts at the end of February for our 5th and 6th grade students. Math club going on once a week, and so just lots of cool things that our kids are able to do right here at Binford.
Well, very exciting, it always is, and when you get great weather like this as well, we don't have to sit here and waste the, what do we do if it snows, or we're snowed in, or we have snow days, or anything like that. No, well, we have to be in the 30s before we can worry about anything like that. So it does help to get the bugs out, get outside, and we're not worried about freezing. Now, Binford is a project-based learning school. Please tell us what that means and how you see that work on a daily basis.
Yeah, so project-based learning is basically a way that our teachers incorporate our learning standards and the things that from the state and the district and the essential learnings that our teachers have said, these are the things kids really need to learn by the time they leave third grade or the time they leave fourth grade. And they basically teach those standards through projects and incorporating resources from our community. Sometimes it's guest speakers. Sometimes they take field trips to different places in our community. But it's basically applying kind of real world, real life experiences and helping our kids learn through real life experiences. And they're picking up those skills kind of without even realizing it. We had an example. Our third graders, just before we left for the break, they brought in pennies every day for about a week, and they took that money and then they walked to Kroger and they used their math skills to purchase groceries to donate to our local food bank. And so they kind of incorporated math and social studies and lots of different skills and got to walk and go to the grocery store and do some shopping at the same time. So it's kind of a neat way for our kids to learn academically and socially and real life skills all in one package.
Well, that sounds very cool. And you're right. You are in a very interesting location. You're kind of the, I don't want to say urban and get carried away. It's Bloomington. Let's not get too crazy about this. But you have the neighborhoods to the west and the mall to the east. Well, there's never a dull moment out there, is there?
No, and we're fortunate in the fact that we're also close to campus, and so our students and teachers are able to take a lot of walking field trips to areas on campus. Our fifth graders go to the law school every year and get to participate in a kind of well, it's called a mock trial, and they get prepared and they dress up in suits and ties and dresses and go to the law school and walk there and are part of a trial with the law students. And so there's a lot of neat opportunities that come from our location and being able to walk to so many nice places.
Now, I bet the transition isn't very difficult from the second graders come across as third graders. Do you have a big orientation? Are you ready for that this spring, or is that something that's just that happens naturally because you guys are so used to it almost on a daily basis?
We do have a day that our second graders come over and they actually eat lunch in the cafeteria. They practice eating at Binford's and going through Binford's lunch line and eating in Binford's cafeteria. They take a tour of the school and they spend a little bit of time in one of the third grade classrooms for a couple hours during the afternoon. So we do kind of try to help that transition from, even though they're just coming right across the street, it is a brand new building. So we kind of try to help ease that transition as much as we can.
They're right there. Looking at you, wave to him. Hey, we'll see you next year. No, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Come over and play. Playgrounds, parking lots, everything all up to speed, ready to go. Because I know in about 5 or 10 minutes here, you're going to get ready to dismiss everybody.
That's right. And it's between the two schools, we've got a lot of cars and buses and traffic out there. But our teachers and staff work really hard to make it a smooth system out there, and I think it's a well-oiled machine out there. So
well,
running well.
We'll remind everybody listening in the car that any day between 3:30 and 4 o'clock or 4:15. Try to avoid the area if you don't have to, because all those kids are having a great time getting out of school and everybody's getting picked up and moving on to their afternoon projects. And if you can avoid that, that'd be easier on everybody. And please slow down when you're around any schools. All right, you good on staff? Do you guys have enough folks, or are you like everybody else in the corporation? You need some help here and there. I know we had a job fair before Christmas came along. How are you guys on staff?
I think we have one custodial position, a night custodial position that we still need filled. But as of this week, I think filled our last a reading assistant position that we had open. So we're fortunate that we have a pretty full staff at the moment. It's taken all year to get there, but we have a good consistent staff. And like I said, we have that one evening position. So we're in pretty good shape at the moment.
Excellent. Well, that's great news, and we wish you nothing but the best here in semester number two. What is your big your big deal today is to get all these kids home safely. What for third to sixth grade? Are we iRead, iLearn, iSomething, iTest? You got to have something going on here coming up in the springtime.
Yep, all of the above. The third graders will take iRead and iLearn, and then our third through sixth grade will take iLearn. And that will be happening at the end of April. So we'll be gearing up for that here soon. Usually around February, we start to really look over what we need to drill down on for those exams and kind of go through our teacher trainings. And I'm sure it'll be here before we know it, but that is on the horizon this semester.
Excellent. Well, that'll keep them busy. That'll keep them focused. And if not, you guys will handle all of that heavy lifting. Well, great to meet you, Courtney. Thank you so much for your time today. We wish you the best here in these nice warm days of January and the spring semester, and we'll get caught up down the road.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was great being on. I appreciate it.